The Breakfast Club on WCSY-FM South Haven is paid for by Enterprises LLC.
Welcome to The Breakfast Club on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, highlighting what's good every Friday morning as experts, organizations, and event planners focus on the positive and relevant ways to experience hope. Teresa Getman, Rosalie Placati, and Paul Leyendecker are your hosts on Cozy and the podcast at WCSY.com. The Breakfast Club is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at whitefordwealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank. And Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
Now, today's Breakfast Club on Cozy.
I'm Paul Leyendecker with Teresa R. Getman and Rosalie Placati. Today, we celebrate the end of a school year and meet a couple of top students. But first, our top administrator for the City of South Haven Public Schools introduce us to our first guest, ladies.
Sure, Paul. We've got Kevin Schooley here. And, you know, I reached out to him because we wanted to talk to some of our top students. But, you know, he's got a little thing going. So he kind of butted his way in here and wanted to talk about a buff event that he is holding. So, Kevin.
It's the same way I got to the adult table at Thanksgiving. So
yes, anything Mr. Schooley wants, Mr. Schooley gets. I'm just saying.
Everybody knows. I mean, if you watch the news, I mean, there's a nationwide shortage of drivers, including bus drivers. So we've experienced that in the state of Michigan. We've experienced it here locally. And we're trying to reach out to the community to let them know about an event, because one of the barriers to becoming a bus driver is people think, I can't drive that thing. Well, it is a pretty fancy company car, but they're really not that difficult to drive. So on May 26th at North Shore Elementary School, from 11 to 1, and then again from 5 to 7, you can test drive a school bus and come out, and we'll have a little course for you there. You have to be 19 years or older with a valid Michigan driver's license, and we will let you, supervised, get in that bus and take it around the course to see it's not that difficult.
I'm, you guys pull me back, because that just sounds like something I would love to try. And I don't know why, but it's just like, how fun would that be?
Well, Teresa, you should come out. And I hope people realize, I mean, yes, it's, you know, we have good drivers. We really do. You know, like everyone else, though, we lack the amount of drivers necessary to not only do our morning routes, but athletic and field trips. And that's where it comes in. You know, if you search around the area, we do have competitive pay. There's paid holidays, time off, a retirement package. We can be flexible with hours. So if it's that issue of, boy, I don't know if I can drive that big yellow tube, come on and give it a try. You can do it. And hopefully people will come out. And if they decide not to, they decide not to. That's okay. But we at least wanted to give people the opportunity to see that it is a very doable task.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and talking about that. We'll help promote that, because we did hear of shortages where kids couldn't get to school. And that is unfortunate. A lot of parents really do count on that.
Yes.
So as much as we were giving you a hard time about this, we do appreciate we appreciate your efforts. And we really do hope people come out for that. You know, it's nice hours, it's nice pay, and it leaves some hours during the day that you can get other things done. So thank you. We will promote it.
Thank you.
I was blessed to have some really great memories of the bus drivers. I mean, that's your first contact in the morning.
Yep.
Man, they can make or break a day. And I was really blessed to have great bus drivers. So I'm hoping if somebody's sitting there going, what next?
Yeah.
They'll go, hey, I never bus driving. I mean, the hours are great.
Sure. Sure. You know, I'd love to have them. And they are the first educator. You see their kids in the morning and the last ones that say goodbye at night.
They're very important people. Well, speaking of important people, Kevin, you've got some in your office right now.
I do.
Would you like to introduce?
I sure would. You said, you know, hey, Kevin, some top kids. These young people are overachievers, high flyers, and we're very proud of them, not only at their work here at South Haven High School, but in their work with the History Club. So I'm here with Kaylin Hartman and Miles Doherty. And like I said, they invited them. I thank them both for being with us today. And I know that you folks would like to get to know them a little better.
I would. Kaylin, I think we're going to start with you. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, we're not even going to talk about grade point averages here because you wouldn't be sitting in this room unless it was stellar. But in reading your interview, you know, we always send an interview sheet. And one of the things I really, really liked what you wrote was, first of all, you like math. I don't think we have a whole lot in common right after that. But I love that you do. But that you talked about going to high school and to really enjoy high school. Tell us about your high school experience, being a great student, but also enjoying high school.
So I've been blessed with a lot of really good teachers, people who are not only willing to come to school every day for, you know, more than 4 years, which is what most people are like, oh, I just want to get out of high school. They came back. So like, that's great. But they were also willing to be present and be excited about what they were teaching, which has been so great, because if your teacher's not excited about what they're teaching, then the student isn't excited to learn. So I've been blessed with some really good teachers, and Mr. Salyer is one of them. Mr. Stapp, I've been able to have Miss Bettis twice, who is a great teacher, and I wouldn't be making it through calculus without her, because it's the first class in the morning, and if math is hard in the evening, it's so much worse in the morning. And I've also been able to have a lot of good friends. And going into high school, you always kind of think like, hey, there are these so much older kids, and I'm just going to be like stuck in the freshman year, freshman grade, all these people I've known for, you know, kind of 7 years up to that point. But it's kind of interesting to find that, like, as you go through high school, you actually interact with all the grades, because classes are different and they're mixed up. And it's not like middle school where it's like you have this one set of like 30 students that you're with your entire 3 years. So my high school experience has been a lot of fun for a lot of different reasons, but teachers and students and the way that we get to do classes has been a major part of that.
Well, I think it's lucky. I grew up in the western suburbs of Chicago. I graduated with 1,500 kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't get to know more than 20 kids, right? So, and they get lost after a while. So I admire, or I really appreciate the smaller class sizes, that you can really get to know people and keep knowing them. How did you always like math as a kid?
Well, I didn't, not always. There was a time in elementary school where I was in this special help group because I didn't care about math at all.
Oh, really?
That changed in like fourth grade, and they finally took me out of it because I was doing well enough. And they're like, hey, you don't need this group anymore. And so I was like, okay, cool. And then in fifth grade, they're like, hey, you did really well. Do you want to do the like honors class in going into middle school? And I was like, oh, okay, I guess. But I appreciated math more in middle school, and I absolutely love it during high school. I love how it's problem solving and how there's almost always an answer. There are some equations and problems where it's like, hey, there is no answer. But even then, at least you have like there's an end result, which is really cool.
I never made it past geometry, so you're probably talking about a different language to me. Now, another thing that you wrote down here was that attitude matters when it comes to almost everything in life, but especially in school. That's really good advice. Do you have the opportunity to share that with younger students?
Sometimes, yeah. That's something that I've learned more in the last couple of years, mostly the last 2 years, especially because of the pandemic. And it's like, hey, I don't want to be in person because there's all these new rules and it's so much more frustrating than it used to be. And sometimes that can get really difficult and it's really easy to have a bad attitude. But I think everybody's seen a little bit of that is that if you can come to school and just appreciate that you're here in person with teachers and you're not looking at your teacher from across the computer screen, that's been a really big thing. So that's something I've been able to learn in the last 2 years more so than the last four. But I hope that some people have been able to take that away and that my attitude in the morning has been at least pleasant. There's no guarantees, but we can always hope.
What time do you start in the morning?
Oh, so school starts here at 7:30. And I believe I wrote in the interview sheet that that is sometimes around the year before sunset or before sunrise. So we get to see that in the morning. I do appreciate that because, I mean, like, that's nice. You get a nice view in the morning to start off your day. But sometimes that can seem like a little too early.
I bet, especially if you have to start with calculus, I can't even imagine. Now, what else do you do besides school? Do you have any extracurricular things that you like to do?
So I've done a lot of things in school. Like, I mean, I love learning all sorts of different things. So, I like English and reading and math and history. So a lot of my hobbies have been incorporated into what I do at school, but outside of school, I've been able to do Science Olympiad this year, which was a lot of fun. And I already do a lot of science at school, but Mr. Stapp was, our instructor for Science Olympiad. And that was a really great experience, especially like for our first year. Where literally everyone on our team, except for one student, Sydney Barnes, was new. So Miles was one of those. Yeah. But yeah, that was a blast. And we had a really great time. And we all did really well. We placed. So that was excellent.
Well, very cool. We're coming up to a break. And so right after the break, though, I do want to know what a Science Olympiad is, because I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay.
And then I want to hear where you're going to go to school next year, okay? So when we come back, we'll grab those two things, and then we'll move on, okay?
All right.
All right.
Please reach out to us with ideas and comments. Email thebreakfastclub at wcsy.com. Altogether, no spaces, thebreakfastclub at wcsy.com. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
The South Haven Bangor and St. Joseph Banking Centers, a division of Sturgis Bank, believes in community. That's why they're proud to sponsor the new Breakfast Club, Friday mornings at 8:30 on Cozy FM. At the South Haven Bangor St. Joseph Banking Centers, it's people that make the difference. People that can help you build or expand your business. Stop at any of their branch locations in South Haven, Bangor, St. Joseph, or visit sturgisbank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, downtown South Haven, works to get you out of pain, back to doing the things you love, and avoid invasive procedures. Dr. Vassar believes that working together with you to achieve your goals is one of the most fulfilling experiences. For a different chiropractic experience, learn more and make an appointment at VassarChiropractic.com. Proud sponsors of The Breakfast Club on Cozy FM. Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, 330 Kalamazoo, downtown South Haven.
This is The Breakfast Club on Super Hits, 103.7 Cozy FM. Highlighting what's good. The Breakfast Club on Cozy is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at whitefordwealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank. And Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
And now back to The Breakfast Club on Cozy.
Thank you for listening to The Breakfast Club every Friday morning on Super Hits 103.7, 8:30, streaming and podcast at WCSY.com. Just click where you see shows and The Breakfast Club. I'm Paul Ann Decker with Rosalie Placati and Teresa R. Getman, and we're all set for part two of today's Breakfast Club.
Well, we're back with Kaylin, and before we move on, Kaylin, what is a Science Olympiad?
So Science Olympiad is basically a large set of science-related events. And so an example is ornithology, the study of birds. And nobody in our team did that this year, but that's one of the many things that you can study and prepare for. And then when you go to the actual Science Olympiad event, you compete against other teams from around the region in order to like test, okay, like how well did you study? How well do you know this area of scientific study? So this year I had the pleasure of doing rocks and minerals and dynamic planet, which is really close to the same thing, but it was a lot of fun. And I was able to do rocks and minerals with my sister and we placed first. So that was a lot of fun, but we got to learn about rocks and minerals and the difference between them. And then the cycle of rocks. So it's like all very like scientific-y stuff. So if you don't know the language, it all sounds like babble. But if you do know the language, you're like, most people like geek out and they're like, oh my God, I know what you're talking about. So it's a lot of fun when you do know what's going on. And it doesn't take long to figure out like, hey, this is where my place is. And I appreciate this, this event, whatever it is that you chose. I mean, like, this is my first year of it and I love it. And this is my last year of it too, because, you know, we're seniors and we have to graduate.
Well, I'm sure you're going to continue on with some pretty remarkable things. Where are you going to go next year?
I plan on attending LMC for the first 2 years. I'm going to get my degree in accounting before I move on to a four-year school to get my bachelor's degree.
Very, very cool. Well, I'm sure you'll be very, very successful. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And now we're going to move on to Miles Doherty. And Miles, welcome. Teresa's going to grill you and see what you're all about.
All right.
Miles, as Rosalie said, welcome this morning. You are in good company with Mr. Schooley and Kaylin. And so I'm excited. Now, you tried athletics. You tried the music department because, you know, we all want to try everything. And tell us about that experience and where you are now with that.
Yeah, so obviously as a sort of a younger kid, I was the only boy of like four children. So I had three sisters. So I was obviously obligated to try at least a lot of the sports. And so I did just about all of them for at least a year and didn't really like the competitive nature of any of them. And so after I did swimming my freshman year, I moved out of that. And actually the same sort of thing with orchestra my freshman year. I'd been doing it through middle school, but wasn't necessarily a thing I was very good at or enjoyed doing a whole lot. So
awesome. All right. Now, let me just say what you are doing, because it's kind of, that's a mixed message now, competitive. I'm just going to say I work with the history club and Science Olympiad and Odyssey of the Mind, and they're competitive.
Yeah. So
tell me about
I don't see it as much competitive in those sort of things, because those are things I enjoy doing. And so I'm more there just to have fun and do it. And I'm not as worried about doing well.
So the big push was fun.
Yeah.
So it's not winning or losing. It's just having a blast while you're there and being good at what you do. I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the things you've done this year that, you know, that you guys went. And because I know you guys placed far. I know our history club is jamming like a salmon. I'm sorry. They go far. Tell me a little bit.
Actually, this is me and my partner Nick's fifth year doing History Club project together. And we've actually advanced to national level every time. So, and this year we did our project on Theodore Roosevelt and the Panama Canal. And the theme for the history day was debate and diplomacy. So our topic relating to the debates and diplomacy of the time and event.
Wow. Okay. I'm already, that's a full-time job right there. And so, and then you had time for, you know, some other like minor things like robotics and quick bowl. And I mean, really, you did all of that?
And yeah, I've done a lot of things over the years of high school.
So what do you recommend? I mean, because Kaylin's pretty much said it. It's attitude. And I truly am a believer that your attitude is everything, but there's so much to do at South Haven High School. So if somebody's like going, oh, it's a small school, are my kids get a great education? I'm guessing you two would agree that what?
Yeah, I think that we could definitely, there are classes that you can take to challenge you and get teachers that'll
are like excited to teach you about their subjects and let you have you learn what they have to teach.
I know a couple of schools that don't have the AP courses or the honors classes. They don't offer that, and they don't offer like college courses and stuff like that. And so it's a real privilege to have that here. So if anyone's concerned about education at South Haven, they don't have to be if they look far.
Yeah, I've taken 3 AP classes over my 4 years, and just about all of them that weren't AP were honors.
Yeah, I think people aren't aware of just what South Haven offers. I know in 2004, we had somebody graduate with an associate's back then, and I'm sure that's probably happened since. But in my daughter's class, it was an option. And so you can go as far and as vast as you, I think, can handle at South Haven High School. So it's really good to see you guys talking about this. Now, you guys are not new to this area. Tell me, like, you had a parent or two go to South Haven School or graduate?
Yeah, actually, both of us, had both of our parents graduate from this high school. And actually, both of us have grown up together pretty much in this school system.
Yeah, the group, you're kind of like age range is the people you stick around with for like 13 years of your life. So, and most people don't move away. So by the time you get to like, all right, I'm out of high school, you still know everyone around you and you've gotten to know them pretty well. Both of our parents went to school together and our moms are still really good friends. So.
And they graduated from South Haven High School. Do you remember what year?
Actually, I think 95. 3 of them graduated from in 95.
So and what you're saying is I was actually teaching in South Haven when your parents
met. Yes. And so,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. So was Mr. Stapp, and he's still here. And my mom had him, and now I've had him 3 times. So it's kind of funny, the overlap, but.
You couldn't do better than Mr. Schooley and Mr. Stapp. My kids had Mr. Stapp. You will be prepared for wherever you're going. I think we have amazing teachers, and I think my kids are blessed to have graduated from South Haven High School, and you two seem to feel the same. So the legacy rolls on. That's exciting to hear.
It is. I'm proud of the staff, but these two young people they're pretty humble, which is a wonderful character trait. I get it, but they've done some really great things. And one of the things about these two is I looked into their history is, you know, and Miles touched on it a bit, and so did Kaylin. Those groups are collaborative groups. They are kids working together to solve problems. And both of these young people have excelled in that area.
It's not a loner sport. I say sport. It's not a loner activity. It's a group activity. And that's really important. That's a really important skill for later in life.
But isn't that the way industry goes now? You know, all the top companies are looking for that collaborative effort. And that's what's important as you reach those post-graduate plans, is companies are looking for people that can work together to take their collective intelligence and skill set to work together. Although physics, I don't even know one thing about physics other than that really dopey TV show that I do tend to watch in reruns. You know, which one I'm talking about, the smart kids, you know, anyways, I won't go. Sorry, but you, Miles, you took physics 3 times. What is that about?
Well, so actually I took the proper in-person class twice, and that's because the first time I took it was my sophomore year, 2020. Which obviously got cut off, so I didn't get to take all of it.
Okay.
And so when choosing classes this year, I had a couple open slots. And so I decided to take it again because I both liked Mr. Stapp a lot and the subject a lot.
Well, there you go. Like I said, that's another thing we don't have in common. all right. So as you graduate, Miles, where are you going to go to school after this?
I'm going to be at the residential college, Lyman Briggs, in Michigan State University.
And that centers on?
And that's, so Lyman Briggs as a residential college is primarily science-based. And so I'm going to be going there for studying physics.
More physics. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be reading about you someday.
You advice, because I don't think it's ever too late. I don't care if you were in ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. I mean, let's say you didn't have such a stellar year. It's just never too late to buck up and, you know, move forward. And there's people there who will help you. Give me, I know, Kaylin, you were big on attitude, and Miles, you may have some suggestions too, but what would you tell your fellow students if you just had a moment to reach out and say, you know, you can do this, or it's not too late?
I mean, I guess what I would say is just keep going, right? Because you've got to keep going to see what you can do and what your limits are, and see what you're able to accomplish. And you won't be able to if you just stop early.
All right. Well, that's a wonderful way to end our show. Good luck. I'm sure we'll hear more about you as your future unfolds. And thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having us again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love it when you share ideas and comments. Email thebreakfastclub@wcsy.com. One long word, no spaces, thebreakfastclub@wcsy.com. Find podcasts of the shows there as well. And for more inspiration from Teresa R. Getman, visit enterprisesllc.com. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Breakfast Club, highlighting what's good every Friday morning at 8:30 as experts, organizations, and event planners focus on the positive and relevant ways to experience hope. The Breakfast Club on Cozy is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at whitefordwealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank. And Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
Join us again next Friday at 8:30 for The Breakfast Club on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Find a podcast of today's show at WCSY.com.
The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers, a division of Sturgis Bank, believes in community. That's why they're proud to sponsor the new Breakfast Club, Friday mornings at 8:30 on Cozy FM. At the South Haven, Bangor, St. Joseph Banking Centers, it's people that make the difference. People that can help you build or expand your business. Stop at any of their branch locations in South Haven, Bangor, or St. Joseph, or visit sturgisbank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Whiteford Wealth Management, they have the pleasure of serving clients in nearly half of the country from their beloved South Haven. Rest assured, with Whiteford Wealth Management, you will always get simple, candid advice based on the wealth of knowledge and experience in tax, legal, and investments. Clients trust Whiteford Wealth Management with their life savings, and they earn that trust by recommending products that they use themselves. Whiteford Wealth Management. Let them help you build wealth. WhitefordWealth.com. Proud sponsors of The Breakfast Club on Cozy.
The Breakfast Club on WCSY FM South Haven is paid for by Enterprises LLC.